Yo, this is Cam coming to you guys with another podcast today. And I'm just here to talk about how if you're in a difficult situation, how you can get past that. If you're in it, why there are reasons in life that you have that situation, and that how you should take that situation in, and you can really handle that, and you can love the situation you're in if you can't handle it, if you can't change it for the better. Now, before I really get into this, I just want to say thank you for everybody listening to my podcast and sharing it and talking about it and enjoying it so far. Leave some feedback or leave anything or any comments. That would be greatly appreciated, or anything else. Continue to share it. Continue to talk about it. Continue to let people know that I'm out there trying to relate to others and trying to make sure other people can get through their things, whether it has to do with overcoming adversity or situations in life or just anything that they can find with any positivity. You know, this is the place where you can find positivity to really go through and just, you know, find it and really strive off of it. If you can't find any positive source in your life, then this podcast is it. But moving on to what I was saying, this podcast is about, just if you're in a situation and you're stuck in that situation and you really can't get out of it, one to two things. One is because you're in the situation because there's reasons that you may not know yet that the situation is still a hold of you, that the situation is still in that grasp. The reason I say this is because I've been in a situation where I've had things that I haven't changed yet. Like, I'm into affiliate marketing now, and I'm also doing podcasts as well. Podcasts will always be my main thing to do. I'm also in affiliate marketing. I just can't seem to get really started, or really where to start, or really where to go to from where I am now. And I feel like this reason is because that maybe I'm not moving. It's because maybe I should move on, or maybe I should go from that. So Think about if you should move on from it or go on from that. And if you can't move on from it, then enjoy the situation you're in. Enjoying the situation you're in is such a great thing to do. It's another thing with being Pangloss or Panglossian, which is extreme optimism, which I've said in my other podcasts, you know, being extremely optimistic over certain situations and your hardships as well. You know, with that being said, that it's always good to be happy throughout certain situations when you think that they shouldn't go well. And if you're stuck in a situation, enjoy that, because you may be stuck in that situation for Lord knows what, but there's a reason why you're in that situation. And if you can't control it, enjoy it, because you could be in a situation that's much worse. There could be situations that could be much better. If you're in a situation now that you can't change, but you're doing all right as a person, enjoy it. If you can't change it, enjoy it, because there's a reason why you're there, and there's a reason why you can go above and beyond that, and there's a reason that you can do so much more. And also, just a little thing to add on to the podcast. I've also been thinking and having, you know, views about how this, I feel like, you know, sometimes of my younger generation, that our minds are like vines, like how the app Vine was like 6 seconds. It was just 6 seconds of, you know, videos, and it was just like that quick little hit of dopamine. It was just like that quick little hit of laughter or terror or whatever the Vine was showing you. Just that quick 6 seconds. And I feel like that's with life. If you can't pitch that, if you can't pitch to your coach, if you can't pitch to the owner, if you can't really get that out to somebody within the 6 seconds, you've lost them. And I feel like one thing that we need to do as a generation is really focus on really attacking that 6 second mark. And we really need to improve beyond that. Because there shouldn't be a real reason why it has to be 6 seconds. There are people that actually listen for the whole nine. They listen, they really inherit the information. But this generation is turning into like sort of like a Vine, where it's just like, if you don't hit that mark in 6 seconds, you start losing. So just another thing for people, besides being positive, besides being Pangloss, besides, you know, loving the situation you're in, if it ever comes down to a certain situation in life where you feel like you need to say something, make sure you get it under that 6 second mark, because it could be something great that has to be said, but you don't want to kind of overdo it. And I kind of wanted to make this a separate podcast, but I'll put this together as well, you know, with, you know, being paying close in the situations and loving yourself no matter what within that situation and enjoying it and, you know, having yourself be together. But it's the same thing. Like, there are certain things that people want to do. Like I said with me, affiliate marketing. I'll watch some videos, and there will be some videos that will be like 30 minutes, 40 minutes to an hour. Then there will be 2 to 8 minutes. Now, some people may go and choose the 2 to 8 minute video because it's that quick little hit of dopamine. It's that quick, you know, success thing that you want. It's like, it's straight to the mind. It's straight there. It's easy. It's right there. And then there are some people who actually go for the whole 20 to 30 minute videos because they really want to hear the information. But I just sort of, to some people, and not even just in my generation, people in general, that just try to go for that. I'm not saying to stray away from it, but I'm just saying the little background information between the 20 to 30 minute videos could really give you some insight, and that way you can be more open-minded to what other people have to say instead of trying to find that quick hit of dopamine that finds you the correct answer at the correct moment, at the correct time. So try going for that. If you've ever stumbled upon videos where you have the 2 to 8 minute videos, then you have like the ones that are beyond 8 minutes. They go for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 40, 50 to a whole hour. Then try going for those videos. Try really sitting through those videos. Try really getting through that. Because if you can push yourself through that, and I'm about to wrap it all up with it all being connected. If you can push through that, if you can continue to be pangloss through the patience and the waiting, if you love your situation and you love the 20 to 30 minute video, you can get through that. And you won't be so much of a 6 second Vine type of person where you got to hear that information now and where you can really strive off of it, where you can really go and you can really think and be open minded because you're thinking this way or that way. I'm not telling people how to think. I just want people to be aware that instead of being, And not everybody, but for some people, that being that whole Vine 6 second, very slightly kind of closed-minded, can impact your life in a crazy way. And if you do try to do it some differently way, some type of way in a difference, if you do it differently for just one day, just to see the difference, just to try it, not for a permanent time, but just for one day to try it or for a certain situation in life, try going for that 20 to 30 minute video. Try not wanting that instant access, that instant gratitude, because there's time and there's patience and there's much more of that. So keep trying that. Keep doing that. Love yourself. Love today. You'll never get back the same day in the same year. Love it. Cherish it for what it's worth. Continue on. Continue to love your days. Continue to love your life. And no matter what situation in, at the end of the day, try not to be such a 6 second person for the gratitude. Try those 20 to 30 minute long videos, and not just videos, in life as well too. Try grasping the information and try being patient and really seeing what's out there. Because that instant gratification is nice, but there's no instant gratification if there's no learning purpose behind it, because it's the journey. Instead of just getting there to the end and having all that you need and want, you know. But with that being said, this is Cameron Cosby, and I'm out. And I thank you so much for all that you guys do for me and all that you guys listen to and hear what I have to say and, you know, bear with what I have to say and everything else. So I thank you, and I appreciate it so much, and have a great rest of the day. But, you know, if any other thing, I just want to hear, what is your guys' motivation? The people listening to this, tell me what your motivation is. Tell me if you've ever tried or have had, you know, been in a situation where you've been a 6 second person, where you want that instant gratitude because, you know, life wasn't really in the way that you wanted it to be. Tell me that and see if I can answer any other questions and so on and so forth. Just let me know, because I would love to hear, because I love hearing from my audience, because you guys are kind of what keeps me driven to really see that there is a way to keep on turning the wheel and going after this dream, that I know that you guys can go after a dream as well. But that being said, thank you, and I will see you guys soon with another podcast. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.